Lovely. It's Friday, Earth Day, and the weekend and all that. It's right around the corner. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Glad you could join us here this morning. A lot of clouds out there. Got more rain last night. It's been pretty darn wet. And we're going to look at that weather forecast coming up in just a little bit. Man, isn't that something about the water in Arizona? You know, that'd be spendy water. You'd put it in a cargo ship and ship it off. One of those things we definitely want to protect. Don't want to be like Arizona. Let Saudis pump our water out. Yesterday, we heard the first part, the report with State Senator Shelley Short about this project in Chewila, Glen Hollow, long-term care facility to expand an intensive behavioral health wing. Of course, a lot of serious concern from the community about that. Today we hear a little bit more from Senator Short answering questions about the application process and, well, if there could be more in the works for our area.
Interestingly enough, there were four applicants across the state of Washington that applied for this commerce funding. When I looked at all of the applications, I'm like, wow, there's not a lot of consistency here. And so in follow-up, I asked them, how many applications did you get? They only got four. They funded all four. So I think having a better understanding of the expectations, I don't think you have a lot of entities that are clamoring to do this work and to take in these folks that really have, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, have just been shown not to benefit no longer from the state hospitals. So I don't know that we're going to see it grow in our communities, but I think we need to stay vigilant. And one thing I know is these are not facilities that are going to take, like, McNeil Island sexual predators and things like that. This is different. I did find that out. But I think it's incumbent upon us to make sure it doesn't. This one got slipped in under the radar because of how it was described to the local communities in the county at large, and the fact that we do need assisted living facilities and facilities where people no longer can be on their own or they might have mental health challenges. But providing those services for a local community is a far cry from where this facility is going.
All right, we're going to keep up to date, and I hope the community of Chewila keeps a close eye on what the city and this project is doing. We'll keep you up to date on any new information on this project in Chewila as it becomes available.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Caldwell.
The Hope Street Restoration Project, being run by Dr. Barry Bacon and his wife, Shelley. Monumental task this week. They are moving a project home 5 blocks away to a new location. You know, the home was put on the lot that it's at in the 1950s, and they are moving the entire house. We talked with Shelley Bacon about that move. It's likely to take place today.
Homeless people are our employees. That is what our goal is to employ homeless people. That is what Hope Street Restoration exists for. We buy them, we remodel them, and we sell them, and that's how we can afford to pay our workers. They really get the restoration. Our tagline is restoring homes and lives, and I've had a number of them say it really is restoring life because it gives them stability, it decreases their anxiety because they have regular income coming in, and they get skills, and they get pride in what they've done. You know, we talk about, we have something to prove to our community, which is that homeless people have value. They're people, they're our community members, they're our neighbors, and we talk about that stuff all the time with our guys. That house is built in the middle 1950s and was purchased by Frank Matney and donated to the Assembly of God Church. They turned it into a youth center, took out bedrooms. They are putting a bigger youth center on that spot. They didn't know what to do with that house. They were thinking they would have to tear it down. Well, we had already started tearing down the house on Dominion Street that we had bought there that was just too bad to fix, and we didn't know what we were going to do there. So we were stuck with an empty lot, and both Barry and I feel like we are just so dedicated to making sure there's housing and we don't lose more houses in Colville. We maintain or increase them. Even if we have to lose money, we got to figure out what to do with this lot. We've got to put a house on here. We found out about this house that was a perfectly good little house. 87 South Walnut is the house where it sits now. 651 East Dominion is where it's going. It was yellow. It's now a beautiful dark red. We uncovered beautiful cedar siding, and it's going to be a beautiful kind of a rustic-looking cedar-sided house. So we offered them money for it, and they happily accepted it because they would have had to pay someone to tear it down. And then we've been working ever since to get it ready to be moved. We've got the walls framed up inside and everything. We've passed our framing inspection for putting it back into a house, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. And now it is up on those beams, ready to be moved. And we've been prepping the site over Dominion ever since. So now it's sitting about 4 feet or so off the ground. They're having to figure out where the center of gravity is. And, of course, that's, they have to put the beams just in the right place and everything, depending on how the house is built. And then they have to slide it towards the park. After they decide where the wheels are all going to go, all the stuff has to be done ahead of time. And then they have to put these big wheels on it. Then they just pull it down the road. It's going 5.5 blocks. And then they pull it into, or kind of back it into there, and then go on the other side and winch it through the rest of the way. So tons of prep work. Now, everything has to be done just the way it needs to be done so their equipment can get in there and the dirt has to be put in the right place and so many moving parts. $40,000. I can't even begin to tell you how much in excavation and in gravel and in rentals and everything else. We have probably spent another $20,000 to $30,000 just to get everything ready for the site, to excavate it. And yeah, it'll be more than that because we don't have the foundation in yet. The way this company does it, you get the hole ready and then they move the house there and then you put the footings and the foundation on it afterwards. Well, it sits there raised up from, you know, where it's going to be. It'll be a foot or two off the ground on its beams over there, sitting there for however long it takes us to get the footings and foundation. Then they come back and they let it down. I think this is going to cost us less in the end. It's a little hard to know that for sure, but we would hate to see a perfectly good house just be torn down. It's just a crime. We'd like to give a shout out to Nat Baker. He donated a bunch of time. Barry and I were out of the country on an anniversary trip, and he came over and fixed the river underneath the foundation there and got that all ready for us. So now we've been compacting and getting that all ready and lining it out, so it's all ready to be moved. The third one just closed. This was the fourth one. This one here on Walnut will be 4, and then we've got this great big one up on North Elm that's number 5. We're working on it right now as well.
All right. I'll tell you what, if you've ever watched or been involved in moving a house, it is a monumental feat. Everything I've done, I've only been involved in 2 moving of houses in all my years, and it is. And all kinds of little things creep up as you're in the process of doing it. So it's being moved over to 651 East Dominion. If you happen to see it being moved, or maybe you've driven by and now see they've been working on that house for some time, and it just might happen today. But it is a real project, but it will put a house built in the 50s to good use.
Once again, the Department of Ecology is offering $300 for your old wood stove at the Stevens County Landfill on Sunday, April 30th. To qualify, you must live in the Colville River Valley area. Wood stoves must be in working order and free of fire, brick, ash, and debris. Limited to 2 stoves per customer and the first 100 stoves received. Participants will get a receipt and receive $300 in the mail. Turn in your wood stove on Sunday, April 30th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Stevens County Landfill near Kettle Falls. For more information, call 509-329-3574.
Well, all over the place, people are getting on board with the Earth Day train here in Colville Saturday. There will be a downtown cleanup day event. Rosemary Shaw, Colville Together, tells us about that.
Join Colville Together and our partners, Northeast Washington Association of Realtors, Rotary of Colville, and Colville Chamber of Commerce to clean up downtown Colville. We'll be meeting at Heritage Court at 10 o'clock, going till about noon. Help us clean up. You'll need your gloves, maybe a rake or a broom, and we'll get downtown clean and tidy for the summer season. Thanks, everyone. We hope to see you downtown April 22nd, Earth Day, to clean up downtown Colville.
All right. Everybody getting together 10 in the morning at Heritage Court. That will run until noon. Every year since Earth Day, since 2016, there's been a new theme attached to Earth Day. That was Trees for the Earth in 2016 and Environmental and Climate Literacy in 2017. End Plastic Pollution in 2018. Protect Our Species in 2019. This year, they are saying, invest in our planet as a guiding idea. Earth Day coming up tomorrow. Free Bark Day down at Vaughan's tomorrow, 7 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon while the supplies last. One free truckload of beauty bark. Just go by with your pickup down. It is Free Bark Day at Vaughan's. The Chewila Citywide Cleanup, that is tomorrow from 8 till noon. They will have big dumpsters down there by City Hall in Chewila. You can take appliances, tires, scrap metal, mattresses, car batteries, latex paint, furniture, and you separate out your items because, you know, tires go in one dumpster and appliances go in another dumpster and your furniture goes in another dumpster. No household garbage, no liquids, glass, plastics, electronics, solvents, motor oil. You have to be a Chewila resident. And this goes from 8 in the morning till noon. The Chewila Citywide Cleanup and Recycling Event. And they would encourage people to show up down right next to Nampa. They could use volunteers 8 till noon. Bring down some gloves, maybe a broom. And they're even having a barbecue for everybody that helps out in the downtown cleanup. That going on tomorrow.
Hi, this is Sarah from Reimagined Home in beautiful downtown Colville. We are your premier one-stop shop for flooring, blinds, home decor, furniture, locally made gifts, and so much more. Everything you need to turn your house into your dream home. We carry Annie Sloan chalk paint, the one and only true chalk paint. We also offer custom painting and fun workshops. Come check us out at 108 South Main in Colville or give us a call at 509-684-4673.
The semi-annual free metal disposal day put on by the Stevens County Department of Public Works is coming up Sunday, April 30th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Stevens County Landfill located on Highway 25 South. Absolutely no garbage or Freon-containing appliances will be accepted on this day. You will need to weigh in and out across the landfill scale, so make sure your load is capable of being transported across the scale. If you have any questions, contact 509-738-6106.
Governor Jay Inslee signed into law a bill that was pushed by Attorney General Bob Ferguson. A utility operator now cannot shut off Washington residents' power or water when the National Weather Service issues a heat-related warning or alert. It prevents electric shutoffs for failure to pay during extreme heat. It does not prevent shutting off power to prevent or mitigate damage from forest fires. The vote was 29 to 20 in the Senate, 64 to 31 in the House. It, according to Attorney General Bob Ferguson, it provides tangible, important, life-saving benefits. Extreme heat is risky for seniors, people with disabilities, folks who work outside, or anyone who can't afford their utility bill. So that was signed by the governor yesterday. Also, Washington State has officially abolished the death penalty. The governor signed that bill, Senate Bill 5087. It removes state laws determined by Washington Supreme Court to be invalid or unconstitutional. The state's high court struck down the death penalty in 2018, calling it arbitrary and racially biased. The law still remained on the books. Inslee says the Senate bill strikes it entirely from the state statutes. The governor had suspended the use of the practice back in 2014. The 2018 opinion also converted the sentences for the state's eight people on death row to life in prison without release.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning treatments that add value to the forests for people, products, and the environment. We are currently purchasing saw logs, ton wood, chipwood, and also timberland. Contact Vaughan Brothers today at 509-684-5071. Or for more information, go to www.vaughanbrothers.com.
It's going to be the battle of the undefeated Saturday in high school baseball. Colville will be at Deer Park. We'll have both games of that doubleheader, 12 noon and 2 in the afternoon from Deer Park. Saturday, Earl Adams with Colville High School Baseball. The Seattle Mariners are back in action tonight. And they needed that day off yesterday. The Mariners take on St. Louis Cardinals. The first of three games. 6 o'clock pregame. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions at 130 West 10th in Kettle Falls, offering general dentistry for all ages. New patients and emergencies, you're welcome. Call 509-738-6880 for Kettle Falls Family Dentistry. Possibility of a little more rain, and by afternoon we should see sunshine. Only 55 for a high today. 33 overnight, partly sunny, and 56 on Saturday. Showers on Sunday, 56 for a high. Rain on Monday, 57 the high. By Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it should be mostly sunny. Now get this, not only is it going to be 64 by Tuesday, by Thursday, a high temperature of 72 degrees. That is beautiful weather. If we get to 72 and sunshine on Thursday. Let Dr. Chip Johnson and his friendly professional staff give you a new reason to smile at Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. Pretty calm as we start the day off. Certainly wet overnight. We are at 39 degrees. 7:30 on a Friday. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK.